Good evening. This is Akashvani. I am Valsa Williams with World News. The headlines. India welcomes summit between US President Donald Trump and Russian President Vladimir Putin in Alaska, says their leadership in pursuit of peace highly commendable. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar holds meeting with his South Korean counterpart Cho Yoon to deepen bilateral cooperation. In Pakistan, over 320 people killed in flash floods caused by heavy rains. And India to host biggest international winter sports event for the first time next week in Dehradun. India today welcomed the summit between US President Donald Trump and Russian President Vladimir Putin in Alaska, calling their leadership in the pursuit of peace highly commendable. In a statement, India's Ministry of External Affairs praised the progress made in the talks and reiterated that dialogue and diplomacy remain the only path forward. The ministry added that the world is looking for an early end to the conflict in Ukraine. A report.
U.S. President Donald Trump suggested today that Ukraine consider a deal with Russia to end the war, citing Russia's considerable power. His comments followed a nearly three-hour meeting with President Vladimir Putin in Alaska on Friday, the first U.S.-Russia summit since Russia's invasion of Ukraine in February 2022. Trump also indicated that both leaders agreed direct peace negotiations rather than a ceasefire were the best path forward, signaling a shift from Ukraine and its allies' prior position. Putin expressed hope that the discussions would bring them closer to peace in Ukraine. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky stated he would meet Trump in Washington on Monday and that Trump had briefed him on the summit's key outcomes during a phone call as the U.S. President returned from Alaska. Shagun Chopra, Akashvani News.
External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar held a bilateral meeting with his South Korean counterpart Cho Hyun in New Delhi today. In a social media post, Dr. Jaishankar said the two leaders engaged in productive discussions aimed at advancing bilateral cooperation in areas including trade, manufacturing, maritime, and people-to-people exchanges. He said they also explored new opportunities in emerging sectors, including artificial intelligence, semiconductors, clean energy, and defense. The minister noted that they also exchanged views on the Indo-Pacific region and current global developments. During the meeting, Dr. Jaishankar also expressed appreciation for the deepening convergences and expanding engagement between the two countries as they mark the 10th anniversary of their special strategic partnership.
The value we attach to the relationship. Let me also take the opportunity to extend our greetings to you for the National Liberation Day of Korea. And your visit, I think, in many ways comes at a very important time. It's the 10th anniversary of our special strategic partnership.
Speaking to media, Foreign Minister of the Republic of Korea Cho Hyun said his country is very stern and firm on the issue of terrorism.
We are very stern. Firm on this issue. We are strongly against any terrorism or terrorist attack on any country, on any people. We stand by the Indian government and Indian people.
External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar received a call today from Foreign Secretary of the UK, David Lammy. In a social media post, Dr. Jaishankar said the discussions covered the recent Ukraine developments and other issues. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has thanked Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky for their wishes on India's 79th Independence Day. In a social media post, Mr. Modi wished that the friendship between India and Israel continues to flourish and both countries strengthen and deepen their relationship, bringing peace, development, as well as security to the people. Wishing Ukraine a future marked by peace, progress and prosperity, the Prime Minister added that India values the joint commitment to forging even closer ties between India and Ukraine. The Indian Business and Professional Council IBPC Dubai. Under the Dubai Chamber of Commerce marked India's 79th Independence Day at the Grand Hyatt, Dubai, with over 450 diplomats, business leaders and professionals in attendance. In a video message, UAE Minister of State for Foreign Trade, Dr. Thani bin Ahmed Al Zayedi, said, India was a global hub for innovation, while the UAE led in logistics and emerging sectors. He said trade had reached $65 billion in 2024 and grew 34% in the first half of 2025. This is Akashwani giving you the world news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of these stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download News on AIR app. Welcome back. At least 321 people have been killed in flash floods caused by heavy monsoon rains across northern Pakistan in the past 48 hours. Pakistan's National Disaster Management Authority today said 307 deaths were recorded in the mountainous Khyber Pakhtunkhwa province. It said 9 more people were killed in POK region, while 5 died in the northern Gilgit-Baltistan region. A strong heat wave continues to hit much of Japan today, with high temperatures recorded from the southwest to the northeast. The Japan Meteorological Agency says sunny weather is pushing up temperatures in many areas. Group Captain Shubhanshu Shukla, the first Indian to visit the International Space Station ISS, is on his way back to India. After completing a successful 18-day mission aboard the orbiting laboratory, he was in the US for rehabilitation post his successful space mission. He is expected to reach the country tomorrow. Taking to social media platform Instagram, Shukla shared an emotional post reminiscing about his journey and the excitement of meeting with friends and family. For the first time, India is going to host the biggest international winter sports event. The Asian Open Short Track Speed Skating Trophy 2025 will be organized from the 20th to the 23rd of August 2025 at the Maharana Pratap Sports College in Raipur, Dehradun. President of ISAI, Amitabh Sharma, informed that more than 11 Asian countries will participate in the historic competition. These include China, Japan, Hong Kong, Indonesia, Singapore, Thailand, Chinese Taipei, Vietnam, Malaysia, the Philippines, and India. Athletes will showcase their skills in 9 different events, ranging from the 222-meter sprint to the 5,000-meter relay.
पहली बार भारत में ये शॉर्ट ट्रैक की एक एशियन ट्रॉफी का होस्टिंग कर रहे हैं और मेरा ये मानना है कि हम भारत में जो हमारा भतिथि देवो भव जो हमारे संस्कार है उसको मद्देनजर रखते हुए ये काफी अच्छे तरीके से हम जो हैं यहाँ पे जितने भी विदेशी खिलाड़ी आएंगे उनका ध्यान भी रखेंगे और ये बहुत इलेक्ट्रीफाइंग स्पोर्ट होने वाला है।
In Bangladesh, Hindus are celebrating Janmashtami today with great religious fervor. Devotees, especially in Dhaka, took part in processions, prayers, and devotional events to honor Lord Krishna's birth.
Shri Krishna Govind Hare Murare, He Nath Narayan Vasudeva, He Nath Narayan Vasudeva,
The Mahanagar Sharbajan and Pujo Committee hosted central celebrations at Dhakeshwari National Temple, featuring prayers, Gita Jogo, and a procession in the afternoon. Other temples nationwide also marked the day with prayers and rituals dedicated to Lord Krishna. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today extended greetings and good wishes to the citizens on the commencement of the Parsi New Year. In a social media post, the Prime Minister said the country is proud of the enduring contributions of Parsis to the nation. And now before we close, here are the headlines of the bulletin. India welcomes a summit between US President Donald Trump and Russian President Vladimir Putin in Alaska, says their leadership in pursuit of peace. Highly commendable. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar holds meeting with his South Korean counterpart Cho Hyun to deepen bilateral cooperation. In Pakistan, over 320 people killed in flash floods caused by heavy rains. And India to host biggest international winter sports event for the first time next week in Dehradun. that concludes tonight's World News Bulletin. For more updates, stay tuned to Akashvani. Good night.